Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out on the pod today. We are brought to you by Remy Martin, as you can see. Team up with excellence like we did. If you haven't seen the Chicago VSOP, you need to go get that as the weather warms up. It's a perfect complement to a little ginger beer or ginger ale. Honestly, get yourself a side, make yourself a sidecar if you want. Drink it on the rocks. It's delicious. Thanks to Remy Martin for our partnership. We love them for everything they do for the pod. It's going to be a busy next 7 days on House of L. I'm going to be more present, number one, experiment with some things, number two, and there will be a wrestling pod for WrestleMania. My guy Chris Lopez is going to take over the podcast with a WrestleMania preview and a WrestleMania wrap-up. And if he's happy, because I already know that he's good, we had a conversation in the hallway a few weeks ago about wrestling, and I'm like, yeah, he can take it from here, because I'm not even one foot in, 1 foot out. I'm just kind of on the periphery. He's 10 toes down in it. So if he's happy, he is going to be our wrestling guy. And I think a weekly wrestling pod makes a lot of sense. And I think that he's the guy to do it. But we'll see if he likes it, first of all. Like, that's important. Here's what I wanted to talk about today. I finished reading the Esquire article that Caleb Williams did. And I don't want to spend too much time like talking about that. And, you know, Spiegs and I did that on the show. It is interesting to see and hear the vulnerability of Caleb Williams in that moment. And that's what I want to talk about. I love a good interview. I study it. When I was a solo host, when I first started, I felt like it was a weakness in my game. And now I think interviewing is a strength of mine as a broadcaster. But there's all sorts of different types of interviews that one can do. And there's different types of styles that end up, you end up having to deploy depending on what your job is in media. A talk show interview is different than a sideline interview. A sideline interview is different than what happens in the room inside of a press conference. A magazine interview, being able to sit down with someone multiple times to put together the entire story of that person is very different as well. If you're doing a political interview where the accountability to the public is paramount, those interviews usually take on a different tone than an interview where if you're talking to like the people over at Paws about puppies that need to be adopted. Different interview than if you're sitting down with the mayor of Chicago and asking how funds are being allocated or reallocated throughout the city. My point is one, to, if you don't know about that, like, give you some insight on it. And number two, this interview that Caleb Williams did with Esquire, or when athletes, not even athletes, athletes, musicians, actors, when they do interviews like this, instead of stuff that happens like on a press junket, in the case of actors and musicians, I always like these interviews. And I was struck in the interview that Caleb did with trying to figure out how we can do more of that. And by we, I mean those of us who work in media, in big box media specifically, that work in sports. I am fascinated by learning more about people who are in sports. The problem is that when, one, we don't get opportunities like that very often, and I'll go into some of the reasoning on that. And two, I think that you would like that. I think that you would enjoy more of those types of interviews than the ones that we are predisposed to doing, the stuff that we have done in our industry. I look at people like Dan Patrick. I think Dan Patrick is maybe the best sports interviewer that we have. I mean, now we're talking about almost, what, 50 years of him doing this, but he's really good at it. He's one of those people that I look at and I say, can I be as sharp with an interview with Dan Patrick as Dan Patrick is? And the idea to me is to use less words, which is difficult. I think often in interviews, the interviewer, and I am as guilty as anyone on this, but I'm trying to be better. The interviewer often will try and show how much they know instead of laying it up for the guest, the expert, whomever. And so you work on trying to be better at that and making your questions shorter. Dan Patrick is really good. He's not uncomfortable in the silence, and a lot of people are. He'll just lay that question out there and allow for the interviewee to take it wherever they want. Open-ended questions is a big deal, and it's part of the reason why I think he's the best in our industry at doing it. His style is different than Dan Le Batard's, who I also think is really good at doing those interviews. Dan is a lot, Le Batard is a lot more conversational. He makes the interviewee at ease, and they tell him stuff. And again, this is someone who's been doing this for forever, so it's not a surprise that he's really good at it. When I see the intimacy of an interview like what Caleb did in Esquire, I am jealous of it, because I think that sports media could do more stuff like this if given the opportunity. But there's like a firewall, and I understand why it's there. Not everyone, you don't want to do the same interview over and over again if you're Caleb Williams. And building trust with people enough to get the access that you need to do an interview like that is difficult. And there's also, you also have to look at it from the standpoint of, if you work in this business and you care about your journalistic integrity, there are people who don't, and I'm trying not to judge them. But if you care about your journalistic integrity, there are sometimes some things that you just have to ask. We'll get back to the pod in just a minute. Have you been juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks? There's a lot of stress involved with that, especially when it comes to website security. With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kinsta makes managing your website easy and efficient so you can spend your time on what matters most. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. If you're ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself, get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
But I would love to get to a place where people are, you know what? I'll give you a personal frustration, okay, to help illustrate the point. When we have Jalen Johnson on, and I think that he's great, and I think that what we've done with him has been really good, but my frustration is that when I'm asking a legitimate question to him to get to know him or have the audience get to know him better, it is often taken as an affront. And that's when you hear Jalen kind of repeat the question or what do you mean by that type of thing, which means I'm not doing an effective job as a communicator. But it frustrates me that that wall is up. And that's why I like interviews like the one Caleb did with Esquire, because the walls come down. We knew that he was, we assumed that he was frustrated by what happened last season, but we didn't know that, meaning we didn't hear him say some of the things that he said inside of that piece. And inside that piece, he talked about, like, after the Washington game, going home and being in bed and crying because he was so upset and learning how to deal with the losses. He gave us a version of that. But it's different when you're getting the all-out version of it. And I love Wright Thompson is also really good at getting people to open up. Now, usually the magazines get a level of access that we just don't have. And it's a shame because, strangely enough, the magazines will need the amplification of sports media, news media, to point people to the interview, because magazines as a whole are dying. Not that we all aren't dying, but they're dying a more rapid death than the rest of us are in the industry. Some would even say that the medium itself is dead. I still get magazines. In fact, like I really love it. I'm covering up my address, but I still get GQ and Esquire because of the type of interviewing that they do in those magazines. SI is in a weird space because of the private equity angle. There's some still really good writers over at SI, but what's happened with the magazine has been upsetting. But yeah, I wish that we could do more. I wish that one, we would earn the trust of players and teams to be able to do stuff like this, and that those players and teams would open up their minds to the possibility that a radio interview is more than, hey, why'd you miss DJ Moore on that crosser? It can be more than that. It can be a more special thing and more special interaction between interviewee and interviewer. But it's a thing that is very difficult business-wide to pull off because of the amount of time you would have to use to build the relationship to get to a point where people will open up. I will tell you, there's one person in Chicago media that I think is doing a great job of bringing that wall down, and it's Caitlin Sharkey. I think she's crushing it right now. The interviews that she gets are so good, and people are comfortable. And that's a testament to her putting in the work of being in these places and making an impact on people feeling like they can trust her. And that's good on her to be able to pull that off. But I see an interview like Caleb's with Esquire, and I go, I wish I'd have done that interview. I wish I knew him well enough to do that interview. Because usually in the magazine shoot interviews, it's you talk with someone for an hour, and then you end up talking to them again, like the next day and the next day. And that's better than, hey, the Bears are going to give you Caleb Williams for 10 minutes. Go. And they're sticklers. Like, they're on the stopwatches with it and trying to figure out what serves the listening public, what serves your station in stuff that can be recycled and brought back in different mediums, like on social media, for example, shorter form versions that help get the point across, all that stuff. It is a worthy pursuit to try and figure out how to do this better. And that's something that I'm definitely on right now, is how to do that. But I'm also landlocked to the studio, so it makes it difficult. Like, I've been thinking about this and as it pertains to my own career, that I need to be more places than I am capable of being right now because I do a show. I was trying to explain this to my parents last week, and they're like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, like, let's take a Cubs game or a White Sox game. If the Cubs or White Sox are playing at 7, the clubhouse opens up at 3:30. I'm on the air. So, yeah, I can go out on a Saturday or a Sunday occasionally, but as the line goes in the movie Baby Boy, mama got to have a life too now. So I want to try and figure out how to do a little bit more hybrid stuff where maybe I take a day, like maybe I get a Teachers Institute day where instead of hosting the show, I'm at Wrigley Field. And eventually that will turn into something. Or I'm at Hallis Hall. Like, I'm just using this as an example. But I think those are the ways that maybe, at least in my case, I can combat some of that. But occasionally I like to let you guys in to know what I'm thinking about the industry. And trust me, I know that you wish that I would speak on some other issues, but I am not comfortable speaking on those issues because of all sorts of reasons. But when it comes to trying to perfect craft, I am more comfortable talking about that. And it's a struggle. Like, I work on it. Every time I crack a microphone, I want to be better at what it is that I'm doing. And I see people who are really good at it. And I go, what things can I take? What things can I add? Am I too old to learn new tricks? And I don't think so, but I like a good challenge. It's like we had Robert Mays on the show Friday, and he's so good. And I was saying on the air how I think that for someone who didn't play football at the highest level, it's him and Mina Kimes, man. Those two, all around the game, man, those two know. You talk about ball knowers, those two are ball knowers. They know the game, they know the people in the game. And so you go, okay, can you be that good? Can you be that studied and learn it? And can you be that eloquent? These are good questions to ask for any professional. And they're good questions to ask for our entire business. I highly recommend you seek out the Caleb Williams Esquire interview. Some of the ground is stuff that we cover because obviously like the Bears are the most important thing to Chicago sports fans. But I highly recommend you check it out. I think that you will enjoy it. All right, that's it. Professor's off the clock. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.